Members of the House Education Committee appear split on the bill. Some agree with Republican Secretary of State Chris Kobach, who says it's illegal for the state to grant benefits to people who are violating federal law. But others say the policy is not only legal, it's the right thing to do for the Kansas economy. Most of the more than 600 students who would lose in-state tuition grew up in Kansas attending public schools, says Andy Tompkins, president and CEO of the Kansas Board of Regents.
They've been in the state a long time, and while they're trying to seek citizenship, we'd like to make sure we get them educated.
Some members of the committee are suggesting universities could establish funds to help cover the difference between in-state and out-of-state tuition for the students in question. But Tompkins says that would require the schools to redirect approximately $2.5 million that donors have given for other purposes. I'm Jim McLean.